Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about issues of the day from a biblical perspective, as well as highlights from interviews, conferences, and events. Here's Monty Larrick.
Thanks for making Illinois Family Spotlight part of your day. We're recording this interview during the Illinois Christian Home Educators Conference at Olivet Nazarene University in Bourbonnais. I'm joined by Kirk Smith, the Executive Director of ICHE. Kirk, the theme for this year's conference is Hearts Encouraged. It comes from Colossians 2:2. From your perspective, how does that relate to Christian home education?
Well, in this day and age, Monty, I think it applies to everything Christian. There's a lot of things to be discouraged about outside the fact that God is sovereign and providential over all things. But for the homeschool community especially, it can be a tough time. There's a lot of things culturally that's affecting us, that's pushing back. I think one of the biggest things, most parents, especially moms, feel like they're unworthy, that they're not capable of homeschooling. And so there's just constant barrage of things to push back on. Sometimes it's church members, sometimes it's extended family members, but there's a lot of things that can push against good homeschooling.
Well, you mentioned moms who are a little concerned about their ability to be homeschool moms. They're looking at the budget, inflation, and trying to make ends meet. Should I get a part-time job at least? But you're saying, yeah, you can do it.
Yes. Obviously, there are sacrifices to be made. One income can be pretty tight at times. Might not have the two or three nice cars, the three or four cell phones. You make sacrifices. My oldest daughter is married with the baby girl, and she's staying home now. They're making some very strict sacrifices. But for us, it's worth the results.
Well, why is that? What results are you getting in your home as a result of home education?
It's changed our whole home life, Monty. I just share with a few people, and I'm cautious to say this, but people need to have this vision. We have 11 kids, six of whom are out of the house, almost seven. We've not had a bad day, Monty. We've had a few bad moments here and there. When I was marrying off my daughter a couple years ago, during the ceremony, I just realized we hadn't had bad days. And I'm not saying that's for everybody. God has been faithful. And I think for us, one of the key elements for that quote-unquote success is we try to put Jesus Christ first in all that we do. And academics come after that. And, I mean, God's blessed our kids in college as well. But it's putting Jesus Christ first. And I realize that sounds like the right answer, but it's also the real answer.
Yeah. You haven't been discouraged, but a lot of people are. And we live in Big Blue, Illinois. This is abortion central in the Midwest. We've got high taxes here. Our government schools are anti-God schools.
Yes.
Don't educate. There's a lot to be discouraged about here. But you think there's hope in a home education. Some of this discouragement goes away because we're going to be raising the next generation
Absolutely.
Of leaders
yeah.
who can maybe turn Illinois around.
Yes, I don't believe that homeschooling is salvific, but I do believe it's the biblical normative for parents, especially Christian parents. And the bottom line is, if it's a principle of God, it works. Regardless of how good or how unprepared we feel as parents, it is not on our shoulders. And I believe that homeschooling tills the heart uniquely for the seed of the gospel to get in there and for biblical principles to get in there. And that doesn't mean that every child that's homeschooled is Christians. They're not. But nevertheless, we look at the majority of what's going on. To me, homeschooling is the biblical normative. That's strong language, I understand. But I don't see in the scripture where we can ever farm out our parental responsibilities, including education, to man's institutions.
I know a lot of folks started really getting interested in home education during the COVID crisis, or whatever you want to call it. Maybe it was a pharmaceutical-led crisis.
Yes.
But has some of that interest waned post-COVID?
That's a good question. Statistically, after 2020, homeschooling did go back down for a little while, but it's going back up again. I think COVID, it showed parents what kids really are not learning. And it was really an eye-opener for a lot of parents. And outside of even just the morality of it, all the political agendas that we see, again, especially in Illinois, I think it's been an aha moment for many, many parents. And that's why it is continuing to grow even as we speak.
Well, why is it still growing?
I think we understand that the public school system is just defunct. And again, I have good friends. I was a public school teacher. My wife was as well. I have many good Christian people there, but the system is defunct, and there's no way you can get around that. I think you guys had interviewed Latasha Fields a while back, and Latasha just had one on that statistic that 83% of black Americans in Illinois are behind the reading level proficiency-wise, 90% in math. And it's just a real travesty that we're giving to this next generation. Not only are we giving them terrible moral ground, if any at all, they're also getting a poor education. And there's just no way statistically we can see it any other difference.
Well, Latasha Fields works out of Chicago, and the Chicago Teachers Union goes to Springfield asking the legislature for more money when the kids aren't being educated, and they want funding to pay for teachers' abortions. Wow.
Yeah, wow. I was talking to a representative friend of mine at Springfield, and many of us don't understand this, Monty. I mean, common sense we do, but he said when the teachers' union came to Springfield and they received their funding, they were so excited. Even though, statistically speaking, the school system is failing our kids, it's not about our kids, it's about the money. And there's no other way to say that. And it is such a travesty, again, that it's become about money for teachers' unions rather than what's best for our kids.
Kirk, how do you respond to Bible-believing churches who really don't endorse Christian home education? They don't want to help Christian home educators with co-ops or whatever. What's your message? What do you say to those folks?
Well, as a pastor of 25 years, I just have to say, be careful. You know, every word that we speak, every idle word, every action that we do or do not do, there's sins of omission and sins of commission. Why do they do what they do? Is it because they see something in Scripture, or is it because they don't want the controversy? What is it? And I think many, many men do not want controversy in the pulpit. And I get that. I don't want controversy, but Christ said he came bearing a sword. And so we understand in a not just a worldly culture, in an anti-God, a post-Christian culture, if we're not bringing a sword, there's a problem. Most people, Monty, get to the longest line and stay in it. And I'm saying if you're the longest line in this culture right now, you're probably in the wrong line.
You talked about the growth of Christian home education here in Illinois in terms of numbers. But is it growing in terms of substance?
That's a great question, Bonnie.
Substance being discipleship, etc.
Yes, and that's our heartbeat. Now I'm going to start preaching to you now.
Okay.
We're hearing more and more people use our language, home discipleship. We use that word interchangeably with home education and homeschooling. But for us, it's not just about teaching our kids to have higher SAT scores or ACT scores. It's that our kids will know Jesus Christ. Because if we profit in this world but lose our kids' soul in the next world, it doesn't profit us at all. And so I think, yes, more and more people that I talk to, and I realize this is in our area, but our circle of influence is growing. That language is being spoken of more and more and more because people understand we have a small window of maybe 20 years to prepare our kids for eternity. And many parents, Christian parents, are taking that very seriously.
And I think they see what's happening in our culture, and they're scared for their kids. They're scared for their grandchildren.
Absolutely. And again, each generation potentially gets worse and worse. I tell people, you're not just discipling your own children, vicariously you are discipling your grandchildren. And I read the verse that says, wisdom is justified by her children, but my grandchildren, my truest values will be seen in them. If my kids really embrace that, or if they just gave me a head nod. And so that's why I tell Christian parents, you've got to tell your kids the why. I think a lot of parents just homeschool without telling their kids, this is why we do this. So it seems like an arbitrary choice. Well, if one generation has the right to make an arbitrary choice, the next generation can make a very different arbitrary choice. But we believe that home discipleship, that fathers discipling their children, moms working beside their fathers, that's the biblical normative, and that's what works, and that's the message of ICHE.
All right, the message of ICHE. Before we take a time out, some folks who are listening, they want to maybe get connected with ICHE and say, how do I begin the process.
Sure.
Or they have questions.
Sure.
And ICHE can help.
Absolutely. We have a website, www.iche.org. They can even reach out to me personally at ksmith@iche.org. We have a special needs coordinator. We have women in the office that will help answer questions. These are veteran homeschoolers, 20, 30, 40 years, and can really help bring the anxiety of those who want to homeschool, but they're intimidated too. And if I may say, Monty, and for the listeners here, I was a school teacher trained. My wife was too. And many people think I can't do this. I've had folks who were educated as teachers, but when it came to homeschoolers, they didn't think they could do it. And all that you're taught in college to teach is they give you a curriculum and you go by the curriculum. And that's exactly what homeschooling is. It is not rocket science. But the biggest lessons in life are learned not from textbooks. It's from spending time with dad and mom, grandma and grandpa, great influences. That's the richness of homeschooling. That's the richness of home discipleship.
ICHE.org.
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to take a time out, continue our conversation with Kirk Smith, Executive Director of the Illinois Christian Home Educators, right after this.
The woman to look at culture from a Christian worldview, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. According to a U.S. Defense Health Agency report published last month, in the five-year period between 2014 and 2019, soldiers in the U.S. Army were 9 times more likely to die by suicide than in combat. Sadly, the trend has no signs of stopping. In fact, as combat deaths have declined in recent years, suicide rates have only gone up. The U.S. Army's been scrambling for solutions. At one base in Alaska, where suicides spiked, the Army spent over $200 million to create better barracks for soldiers. Now, to be sure, better living conditions and gun storage and better medical health care can be helpful steps for soldiers who are questioning their own will to live. But this isn't at root a financial problem, and so it won't be a financial solution. This is a crisis of meaning, deep meaning, the kind of meaning that money can't buy, but only God can provide. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street.
Join Allie Beth Stuckey and the Illinois Family Institute for the Faith, Family, and Freedom Banquet, 7 p.m. Friday, September 6th at the Tenley Park Convention Center. For tickets, go to IllinoisFamily.org.
Christianity brings civilization, goodness.
Allie Beth Stuckey, wife, mom, author, followed by thousands on her hit Relatable podcast. Hear her fresh and firm call for Christians to lead in Illinois, in America, for faith, family, and freedom. For tickets, go to IllinoisFamily.org.
Christians have always been on the front lines of human progress, set in love.
Allie Beth Stuckey and the Illinois Family Institute's Faith, Family, and Freedom Banquet, Friday, September 6th at the Tenley Park Convention Center. For tickets, go to IllinoisFamily.org, IllinoisFamily.org. Thanks for joining Illinois Family Spotlight. Monty Larrick here at Olivet Nazarene University, Bourbonnais, where the Illinois Christian Home Educators Conference is convening as we speak. I'm joined by Kirk Smith, the Executive Director of ICHE, iche.org, right?
Correct.
Kirk? Okay. Big Blue Illinois has been kind of friendly to Christian home education. Mm-hmm. Are you fearful that that could change anytime soon?
Well, fortunately, there's enough bigger problems in Springfield. They're leaving us alone. But the last time someone tried to get a registration bill, about 5,000 homeschoolers showed up. And that we haven't had any trouble since then. And, Monty, how can you argue with the success? Homeschoolers are on the achievement test. They average between 70 and 75 percentile. I think math was 69, the newest survey out. How can you argue with success? And so our message to Springfield is, hey, just leave us alone. Don't mess with what's not broken. And so far, to their credit, they have done that.
But one of these days, the teachers' unions are going to say, we have to crack down on these Christian schools and these Christian home educators because we're losing students.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you lose students, you're losing federal funding, et cetera.
Yes. And we go to Springfield every year, Cherry Pie Day. We give cherry pies to all of our legislators there, governor, and we just give them information, hey, we're doing okay. And we hope that these relationships can be kept on being built and deepened as time goes along, so when people start yelling for more money, they might go past just what the yells are. What's the facts? Proverbs says get the facts at any cost. And we want our legislators to know homeschooling works, and it works well. And plus, we save the economically strapped government in Illinois billions of dollars by keeping our kids at home, even though I pay property tax for other people to send their kids to the public schools.
Well, let me ask you about that. Do you have any kind of hope that Christian home educators or just homeschool folks could get any kind of a tax break down the road?
Yeah, some states are trying that. Our organization still is not, because we believe whoever gives the money controls the strings, and we want to be left alone from the government. Now, whatever government gets its fingers into, it tends to control, and we want to be there 20, 30, 40 years from now.
Now, there has been some legislation, I think maybe it was a couple years back, would have required LGBT history to be taught.
Sure.
And then there was an anti-bullying bill. Well, no one wants a kid to get bullied, but it's what comes with that. Who's going to teach those classes?
Yes.
The problem and the curriculum and all that sort of thing. We have to watch out for that. And then the state might say, well, we have to monitor what you're doing there.
Yes. And my question would be, why monitor homeschoolers? Let's get the public school taken care of first, because they're a lot bigger and the problems are a lot broader and a lot deeper. And then once they get their house in order, then maybe they can come talk to us. But right now, our house is in order compared to the public school.
ICHE can help get the process started. So when should that process begin? You said, I've had enough of the government schools, or as Ken Ham, one of the speakers here at ICHE conference, said, he calls them anti-God schools.
Mm-hmm.
We've had enough of that. So step one, do you have to inform the school district that we're pulling our kids? Do you have to register with the state?
Well, first of all, we never encourage people to register with the state. If you're told that by a superintendent or a principal, that is not true. Now, understand, some of the principals, they don't know the law, and they're not being mean. They just don't know the law. So we never encourage you to register. You don't have to, so don't register. What we do encourage, if people pull their kids out of school, especially in the school year, is to send a receipt return letter to the principal of the school saying, hey, we are choosing to send our child to a private school. We don't use the word homeschool because there's no legislative statute that includes the word homeschooling. It's a private school, just like a Catholic private school, private charter school. Every single home is a private school. Be nice, be kind. Make sure it's well written that we're choosing to private school our child from this point on. He'll no longer be attending. Otherwise, they think it might be truant. We don't want that to happen. But after that, you just jump in and you go the next day. And, you know, so many people, Monty, they say, oh, I got to get the right curriculum. There is no one right curriculum. So it's not in the curriculum, though we have some great curriculum in the Christian community because it's based on capitalism. If it's not good, it goes. It's not like nepotism or something in the public schools. We have some great, great curriculum, but it's just making that decision. There will never be a convenient time to start homeschooling. If you're convicted about what your child is hearing at public school, and if you're not convicted, that's even a bigger concern in my book. But once that happens, you just make the move. I did not learn how to teach until I taught. That's it. There's no special remedy. There's no silver bullet. You just spend time with your kids, find a curriculum of some kind, and just start.
Well, the argument would be the teachers in my school are pretty good. And we really don't have a problem with boys being in the girls' restroom and all that kind of stuff. We're kind of removed from that. And things are kind of neutral on some of these cultural issues. How do you respond to that?
Well, show me the money. Where does the money come from? Wherever the money comes from, that's the values. Now, you might have a conservative local school board, maybe some good teachers, but eventually the money comes from someplace and they set the tone. And there's no way to get around that.
No way. You talked about getting started. We're recording this interview in late May. If you want to get the ball rolling for teaching your
sure.
kids or grandkids through Christian home education, you probably need to begin laying the groundwork right now.
Absolutely, yes. But it's the time to do some background work, and your best resource are other homeschoolers. That's the best resource. What's worked for you? What hasn't worked for you? Go to our blog. We've got the ABCs of how to get started. Very basic things, very doable things. This is not something that is so difficult. It's not. The public school wants to make you think, well, you've got to be an educative expert to teach your kids. No, you've got to be a parent. You are the expert of your child. And if you understand that, everything else falls in line. So go out, write your letter to your school board or to your principal. Say, we're going to private school our child next year. Talk to some friends what you suggest with schedule. Find a curriculum. There's so much out there. And it's a process. And for some people, Monty, I've told folks, the first year, if they bring their sixth or seventh grader home, sometimes just reconnecting with that child at a meaningful level is a successful school year. And people think, well, what about academics? The academics will come. If you have joy in your home and a good relationship, the academics will come. We have 11 kids, six, seven of them now have been through college. They've done extremely well, even though academics was not our focus. If you seek God's kingdom first, He adds all the other things with it as well.
You mentioned that there's a lot of really good curriculum out there for Christian home educators. But you got to watch out for the bad stuff, too.
Yes, that's a good point.
And what are some red flags?
We just try to watch out for evolution teaching. We try to look out for the woke agenda put in there somehow, some way. That's why it's important to have friends who have been there already. They're probably the best to advise people, hey, you want to be careful about this. Unless, of course, you're around a lot of non-Christians, and that's another challenge to have to overcome.
There's some people who've been doing this for years.
Yes.
And maybe they feel like they're in a rut. Can ICHE help there?
Again, we have a lot of articles online to encourage people in that case. But, Monty, we get locked in to this is education. There are some folks who don't start doing math with their boys until they're 10. Now, in Illinois, you can't do that. You got to start at 6. We're a compulsory state. So we have to start at 6. But they're Finland, one of the best nations in the world for education. They don't really test until 13, and that's optional. It's not until 16 that they have to take a test. It's just we think that we've created education, and we haven't. We've messed it up. And we just got to get past that paradigm of classroom with 20 people, a teacher, and a textbook is learning. It's not. Life's big. Life's so big, we got to get past the textbook and get into life. That's the best classroom in the world.
Well, I'm going to ask you to weigh in on the 2024 election. What could that mean for Christian schools, the outcome, and for Christian home educators?
Well, I look first and foremost at the church, Monty. To me, the church in America is impotent. They're afraid to take a stand on anything. Like you said earlier about they won't let a homeschool group in. They don't want to make anybody mad. Pastors and the seminaries that spawn these guys, they need to get a backbone, first and foremost, and live by the Word of God. For many pastors, I would challenge them as a pastor, what's your source? And I think we're already going over a precipice. If we don't stop soon, I don't see how we can come back without a real crash of some kind. And I hope that doesn't happen, but in God's economy, every major empire has had those moments of reawakening.
Do you fear a crackdown on Christian home education and Christian schools if Joe Biden or another Democrat is elected in 2024?
Yeah, I don't know if it would happen that soon. It would just give me that trajectory that would ultimately or could ultimately lead to that. Again, I look in Illinois, what God has done here. It's just amazing, the freedom. So we have to remember, in the midst of a cultural decline, God is still on the throne. He's not up there shaking his hands, wringing his hands, thinking, how did my creation get away from me? He's in absolute sovereign control. And so whatever happens, God will be superintending that. And sometimes that means we struggle, we hurt, we're persecuted. But I say whatever it takes for us to be more like Christ, that's the goal.
Well, if we want to turn around America, protect America, rescue America, I think it starts in the home.
Absolutely.
And in home education.
Ronald Reagan said, the way you change America is around the family dinner table.
Yeah. I know the interest is out there for getting kids out of the, I'll call them government schools. Mm-hmm. Ken Ham calls them anti-God schools.
Right.
So ICHE can be a big help tell us once again.
Yes, again, our website has so many articles, and these are people who've been in the trenches year after year after year after year. I believe our track record is proven, too. This is an organization that you can trust. It sees not just the academic success, and I've worked for ICHE. I've been coming here for 20 years. It changed our life, Monty. It changed our legacy, and that is not an exaggeration. It's changed everything. That's why I'm such a fan.
Yeah. All right, just go to iche.org.
Yes, sir.
And you can find out information about Christian home education. Go there, and maybe you're going to start thinking, maybe I should do this.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you, folks, for tuning in. Please support the work of the Illinois Family Institute. We have a big event coming up September 6th at the Tinley Park Convention Center, Faith, Family, and Freedom Banquet with Allie Beth Stuckey, good Christian mom, podcaster, author, and a fresh voice in Christian conservative circles. You're going to want to hear. If you'd like to attend, you can get tickets by going to our website, illinoisfamily.org, illinoisfamily.org, or give us a call at 708-781-9328. Do tell your family and friends about Illinois Family Spotlight, and until next time, stay healthy, stay active, and God bless.
For more information about Illinois Family Spotlight, visit ifiaction.org. And to email questions and comments, do so at feedback@ifiaction.org.